Good evening, everyone. I'd like to call this meeting of the Sunrise Manor Town Advisory Board to order, June 13th, 2018. If you would join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
To my far right, we have Mr. Paul Thomas, Mr. Earl Burbet on my immediate right, and my name is Alexandra Malone. I'm the vice chair of this board. We also have Beatrice Martinez, the liaison from Dick Zagerloon's office, and Jared Tasco from Principal Planning today. I'd like to move into public comment. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be given a chance to talk through each item as they are presented. Would anyone like to say anything? Can I get a motion to approve the minutes from May 30th, 2018?
I move we approve the minutes as written.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? Thank you. All right. Now we move on to the approval of the agenda for today, June 13th. Is there anyone who would like to combine, hold, or delete any items? Is there a motion to approve? All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? All right. And then any informational items? I think we're going to go into that in general business. Okay. Any informational items? Okay. All right. So right into our first item. ET-19-400064 UC-021016 1394 North Nellis LLC. Use permit second extension of time for the following: 1, tire sales and installation in a C2 zone, and 2, allow service bay doors to face a street. Design review for a proposed vehicle maintenance and tire sales and installation facility in conjunction with an existing commercial building on 1 acre in a C2 general commercial zone, generally located on the south side of Monroe Avenue and the east side of Nellis Boulevard within Sunrise Manor. Is the applicant present?
Yes. Lana Christofferson, 2885 East Quail Avenue, here representing the owner. We are just asking for an extension of time as we just hired me as a civil engineer to do the required offsites. And I'm here to answer any questions that you may have. Thank you.
All right. What was your first name?
Landon, L-A-N-D-O-N.
Sure, I'm sorry, excuse me, thank you. Are there any comments from the public on the proposal put forth? Okay, comments from the board?
I have a question.
Yes.
I know it's already been approved a couple times, it's just an extension, but why did they allow the doors to face the street?
I think it's because it's not Nellis itself, it's coming off of the Monroe.
So it's going to face Monroe?
Yeah, the doors face Monroe, because it's an existing facility, so. The doors were there, and they faced the door. I think that's why the staff.
So this is the one. We're not going to build another building.
My understanding is no.
Oh, okay. So just, okay.
Yes. Yeah. That I apologize because I wasn't with the first, but that's what it looks like. Is that?
They same. Don't give us that information.
Yeah, I apologize.
I'm not you. I mean, kind
no.
of like you.
Okay. Yeah. So this is this building here.
Okay.
Okay. Here, see if you want to actually.
Then it might be
there. I do have enough copies for everybody to see.
Okay, thank you.
To see.
Okay. So that's one row.
Oh, sorry. No, you're fine. They said always be prepared. You never know.
Perfect. All right, and you're aware of the requirements? the conditions of approval?
Yes, we concur with staff's conditions, yes.
So, well, so staff's denying this, is there a message here?
They're denying the extension.
I know. Why would they be not denying the extension?
Because they go by the book.
Can you explain that to them?
Can you speak as to why the suggestion is denial?
Yeah, sure. So I'll be having two questions. So this original application was approved in 2016, and they haven't made any progress since then. And so they've had 3 years now to install landscaping, to do some minor upgrades to the offsites, and get a business license. And the assumption is that they've been operating, doing these things without complying with the code requirements. So the recommendation is to not deny the application.
You've been in operation?
Yeah, as far as I know.
Can you answer any questions to why this has taken so long to get this done?
Yeah, I can't answer to that. All I know is that I was hired.
But you represent? He's not here.
The owner, no, he's not here. But I was hired 4 months ago. We've got the hydrology study ready to go in. This came up that they wanted the extension of time. So that's why I filed for the extension of time, so we can continue and complete those off-site improvements. I believe we were only asking for a year to get this done. So to put some pressure on that, to make sure that it does get done.
So is this supposed to say May 17, 2020?
I know, I saw that too. That's what I was looking at.
Did it say, because I couldn't find the staff report, I
yes,
apologize.
Yes, May 17, 2019, it says to complete. Okay. But that was a previous condition of approval.
Yeah, that was
so
the past.
Right now, they don't have a time.
I believe in the justification letter I requested just for a year.
Okay. So, is there a motion?
We're ready for a motion? Well, you got more questions?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I'd like to move that we approve it for another year as requested by the applicant.
Per staff recommendations.
And he has to make all the staff recommendations.
So there is a motion to approve for a one-year extension per staff recommendations. All those in approval?
Aye.
All those opposed?
Okay. So this one has from May 17, 2019, so you want to carry that date over to May 17th?
Yes. So,
right. Okay. Yeah, that is May 17th, 2020.
Yep.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, thank you so much. And that concludes our business for planning and zoning. Now we move on to general business. We have an item for Clark County Parks and Recreation Office of Public Art.
Good evening, I'm Lonnie Zimmerman, and I'm standing in tonight for Mickey Sprout, who is fortunate enough to be at a conference, gaining further education. I can give you a brief overview of the public art demonstration. Somebody's going to have to help me with the technology because it is always beyond me. I will also, because it's so small, I will leave the presentation here. I'm here briefly just to talk about the Nellis Absolute Ceiling. It's public art, but it's going to be on Nellis Boulevard, just up the street from the base. There will be another public presentation, and the community is welcome to review the art project on June 26th from 12:30 p.m. to 3 p.m. at the Cora Coleman Senior Center. If you're interested in attend, each presentation is going to last approximately 10 minutes. You will also be then given the opportunity to provide anonymous feedback on the artist demonstration. In the top left there is the Absolute Ceiling. That flyer is available by the check-in with all the information regarding the demonstration. The proposed design detail is at the center median west of Nellis Boulevard on Las Vegas Boulevard. The sculpture can be up to 175 feet in length, and can be approximately 12 feet tall. Each artist is going to be asked to design a sculpture with an aviation theme because it is adjacent to the Air Force Base. The red star in the map here, probably most important for those interested. The reason that that site location was selected was because it's already developed and we anticipate future development in this area of Nellis or Las Vegas Boulevard. Should that happen, there will probably be a turn zone. And because of the turn lanes, we would have to remove the arc. So that's why the red star denotes where it's been selected. This project is funded by the County Arts Plan, Chapter 2.9 of the County Arts Fund, which is a percentage of all funds designated for public arts. The art plan was started in 2013, and it's under the purview of the administration of Parks and Recreation. The majority of public art funds come from the hotel room taxes on the Las Vegas Strip. Site selection is always done through collaboration with Parks and Recreation staff and the Arts Committee. Under this program, art may be commissioned for new or existing county-owned parks, trails, nature areas, freeways, road signs, bridges, sidewalks, plazas, gathering spots and buildings such as recreation center and office buildings, as well as street-side utility boxes that are in many neighborhoods. The process by which we select an artist is they go through the RFQ or request for qualifications process. Each artist will send a letter of intent, a resume, and images of prior work. The committee then will select 3 to 5 artists to move to the semifinals, which is the presentation on June 26th, and the public is welcome. After that presentation and feedback from the community, the award is given to the local artist to create the artwork. I'd be happy to answer any questions you may have. Sir?
Are they going to leave the art up forever, or are they going to circulate it with other art?
Well, it'll be generational because it's fixed. If you think about the public art that we're seeing in roadways now, a lot of times it's Western themed coyotes, donkeys, that type of stuff. It's that, but because it's going to be have a capacity of possibly 12 feet high and 175 feet long, I couldn't give you an exact date, but because we're installing it in an already developed area, I can tell you that it's going to be generational, so we won't anticipate it moving. And with the Nellis Air Force Base theme, or the Air Force theme, and adjacent to the base, it'll stay there. Our intent would be in perpetuity.
Are there other examples, like I'm thinking of the one on Buffalo and the 95? They have some ravens and stuff like that.
That's an exactly the theme, only ours will be Air Force, and that's administered by the City of Las Vegas because of the location.
But that was like an art project?
Yes, okay. Same concept.
Should be very interesting.
Should be great by the Air Force Base, and then each of the 5 artists will send a theme, and that's what both the public is open to feedback on, and then the committee will vote on it.
Is the Air Base that can have representatives there also?
They're invited, and our Arts Commission is certainly very, very active. Having come from a different agency, as our Clark County Arts Committee is very active. They'll be invited. I would guess that they will choose to attend, and I will follow up to make sure that Mickey's encouraging them to attend, only because it's so special being in that area.
Do they have any others planned for any other areas of Sunrise Manor?
They do, and that'll be, and here's where I'm deficient, because Mickey's getting to go to conference and I'm not, and I was the one that would stand in at 6:30 this evening. The arts plan is approved on an annual basis, so with each respective district or manor, you can see the art plans going forward. And I'll follow up with Mickey when she gets back, and perhaps at the next town board meeting, that she can give an overview of what's planned going forward.
Yeah, I'd like to know if you're going to do anything on Hollywood, you know, is there any kind of art plan for that? But, boy, some of these, even the Western theme things, like you get down, Owens, where it turns into Vegas Drive, and your medium, they have a lot of neat stuff in here, in the center there.
And with any master plan, there's your recreation amenity, your pool amenity, your recreation center amenity, parks and trails. And now because of the Art Commission, there's always an art master plan. Like anything, it can change with development or different zoning, but there's always a master plan. And I'll make sure that Mickey's prepared to come back and speak to that too about what's coming up.
Yeah, push our commissioners to do something nice up here.
Yeah. Well,
you know, years ago, I'm going to date myself, but Chris G was the one who initially was the driving force behind the art plan. And one of the things she does is pervasively, she's got a commission that now appreciates the arts and pushes for the arts. I know, not in this district, but in Desert Diamonds, our brand new baseball, it's probably got one of the finest pieces of public art you'll see with a hand holding a baseball. So you're starting to see that embodied in all of our operations. You know, 5-10 years ago, we didn't include public art per se in Main Street parks, and now you're seeing it as featured within, you know, one of the West's best baseball stadiums. And our new soccer complex as well is going to have a public art piece. So Siegfried and Park, Roy Park, that opened up adjacent to the airport a few years ago, has a master masterpiece of public art within it. So it is now, and I think rightfully so, Chris G's passion about public art. Now it is just a standard amenity in any operation that we build and develop. You're seeing the public art represented.
Hollywood is a good spot to put it, because like in this area, a lot of the land is public land.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's how we got this land. And the schools all over here, it's all public land, so it should make it quite easy to plan something on land such as that. There's other spots in town too that are like that on Durango. It's a big piece of BLM land, 160-acre piece of land. They carve out a piece of that. It's very inexpensive. You don't have to worry about the private ownership.
Sure.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Good news.
What was your name again?
Lonnie Zimmerman.
Okay. Thank you. Now we move on to comments by the general public. Any comments by anyone out there? All right, everyone, our next meeting is scheduled for Thursday, June 27th. We are adjourned.